Well, there's nothing. You've got nothing at all. And these words, they seem to mean something, but unless one's actually practicing, they don't mean anything. Now, the Far Eastern method is to distinguish between live movement and dead movement. We're taught in physical exercises, for instance, to stretch the arms out. Yeah. And people will stretch their arm. Stretch it fully. But a Far Eastern teacher will say, now, put your fingers through the wall. And you think, oh, no. No, he said, no, through the wall. And after a bit, now you'll get much more stretch by that visualization than you can get by thinking, I must stretch fully. Now the right hand in the holding the sword should hold, yes, lightly but firmly. Now the example he gives is this. You're setting free a baby chick that's just coming out of the shell. The shell's broken and you're helping him. Now you've got to hold him very delicately but firmly. He says, think of that with your right hand. This is a method of teaching. It's extremely useful to know. And the whole of our physical exercises in the West is dismissed as dead movement, because it doesn't have this purposive picture to integrate the whole of the mental side as well as the physical side. Now, if you read the we're going to read a section from one part of the book, and you'll see that it's got the technical instruction about the stroke to the side of the trunk, and then suddenly in the middle it'll say, this is a counterattack. But if you sit back waiting for him to make the attack so that you can do the counter, it's all dead. Your body and mind must be full of this mental, vital energy. And then independently, the counter will take place. As though, he says, a god had acted through you. You think, oh, you can't use words like that. And he's a Buddhist anyway, he's not supposed to believe in gods. Well, he uses these examples because that's what it feels like. And it's meant to induce people to practice and also to recognize what's happened when it has happened. Because sometimes these things just happen momentarily and they're gone. Something wonderful happened, but oh, well. Well, it went all right, lucky there. It's passed. Now, will you just read the two?
Yes. A song of the reed.
That's the inspiration principle, yeah.
When he strikes, let him not think that he makes the stroke. Let the stroke be no stroke, the cutting no cutting. To strike is to lose, not to strike is to win. The distinction from the techniques of kendo done with a bamboo sword is clear from this verse. These days, generally, the fashion is to practice techniques alone, without regard to posture, unification of mind and vital energy, and so on, and simply prizing speed and skill in action of the sword. Such cleverness gets highly praised. But all this is a degeneration which arises from constant practice with the bamboo sword, and it misses the central point of kendo. These things are merely branches and leaves of kendo. They are far away from its deep root. In such a case, though one may think it will be sufficient to meet a crisis, in fact, it will not.
The conscious actions, though repeated and though very expert, are not the inspiration which is the innermost truth of kendo. We can say, oh, what does it mean? What does it mean? Now, we think of so-called conditioned reflexes, but we think of driving a car. First of all, you're fully conscious of it. And then gradually it drops, the individual actions drop out of consciousness. But as a matter of fact, people don't get better and better at driving the car unless they consciously practice against some standard. Mere repetition gradually begets sloppiness. People get worse and worse in their methods, though they may get more skillful at applying bad methods. Now, Koestler, in his, he was a remarkably clever man, but he had no idea of practice at all. He thought that these things that kendo refers to, where the action takes place without any conscious decision, now I'll do this. He thought, oh, it's just a conditioned reflex. Man's done so much kendo that the actions will take place automatically. But that's not so. Why isn't it so? Because the mind is not clear. It's not without thoughts. The word is literally without thought. Now, with the conditioned reflex, it's quite true, I'm not thinking about driving the car, but I'm thinking about hosts of other things. As he says, the mind is bubbling and seething with thoughts of self-advantage, what I'm going to do when I win. The mind has got to be empty. And then the inspiration, flash, lightning flash, will come.